Please note that the opinions or views of the guest and or the host of any of the radio broadcasts broadcasted on the Urban Flavor Radio Network are not necessarily the direct opinions or views of the Urban Flavor Radio Network, its advertisers, and or affiliates. The Urban Flavor Radio Network is hereby held harmless against any of the opinions, views, and or the content of the following show.
Pick up the phone, show me if it's real. Pick up the phone, show me if it's real. Pick up the phone, show me if it's real. Pick up the phone. Yeah, yeah. I don't wanna put no pressure on ya. I just wanna put a blessing on ya. Since our last undressing session, I'm not really sure if you've been checking. I'm progressing. I just heard my songs are popping out in Macedonia and even Serbia. I don't mean to burden you. If you got a man since then, I understand. Last thing I wanna do is get you jammed, especially if he's a fan. He probably never wanna hear my shit again. And I need every single sound scan. But if you single and you down, then I'm in your town, feeling for another round. I was counting down the days, been more patient than a Browns fan. Where that chip at? Probably on your shoulder, cause I forgot to hit back. Left you on red, apologies are said, but often never meant. Well, that I repent, for message never sent now.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Lex Talk Late Night. It's your host, Lex, and I want to thank y'all so much for coming through and chilling with me tonight. Now, this is a show where we're going to have a safe and non-judgmental space to discuss many different and interesting topics that are important in today's society. Who knows, sharing your views or experiences could help someone make a better decision for a better tomorrow. But we're going to hear from all different types of backgrounds, life experiences, opinions, and perspectives. So let's have some fun, keep it real. Let's grow on this journey together. Now let's talk. Now look, y'all, I missed you all, okay? It's been 2 weeks without y'all. I don't even know how to live without y'all no more, okay? So I hope everybody missed me. I hope everybody missed the show, and I hope we're ready for this amazing show we're about to kick off today. I have a very special guest. I know everybody loves music, so, you know, you can't go wrong there, okay? So we got Big B in the building, all right? So when we come back after this break, y'all, I want y'all to get y'all listening ears on. Look, press 1 if you want to talk and comment with Big B, all right? The name always speaks volumes, right? Big B, all right? So look, we're going to go to this commercial break, and we'll be right back with Big B, all right?
Play. Arm an ad for your business.
You know what's up.
Call Urban Flavor
at 703-574-0428.
The hell was this? Oh, right back at you, Mr. Kiss 50 Cent.
Hey, what is your boy, the road music?
What are y'all? This is J. Cole.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on? It's Fat Joe.
Yo, this is your boy, Weezy.
You're in the mix
with Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
I sip way too much drink. I don't think I can think. I won't try to tell lies. This blunt got me too high. I won't try to pretend. Sue and I are just friends. So I won't try to pretend. Sue and I are just friends. After all the nights that we spent, swear every night too lit. Spend every night with my clique. I just never mind your friends. Telling you it's getting too deep. I'm a player, I just crash, baby. I'm just out here acting like a new me. Got a drink up in my cup, baby. I smoke, I sip, I drink. I'm supposed to stop, but I can't. Wood grain, top down, sweet place. I'm supposed to stop, but I can't. That whip, that wrist insane. I'm supposed to stop, but I can't. I smoke, I sip, I drink. I'm supposed to stop, but I can't. I sip way too much drink. I don't think I can think. I won't try to tell lies. This blunt got me too high. I won't try to pretend. Sue and I are just friends. Say I won't try to pretend. Sue and I are just friends. You ain't my girl, I'm a slide. We just slide sometimes. You down the ride sometimes. Rolled up and get high sometimes. Say you love me, can't touch me. But you know your best friend want me. Agent Mad though, can't fuck me. I Tell the truth whenever you double club me. I smoke, I sip, I drink. I'm supposed to stop, but I can't. Wood grain, top down, switch lanes. I'm supposed to stop, but I can't. That whip, that wrist insane. I'm supposed to stop, but I can't. I smoke, I sip, I drink. I'm supposed to stop, but I can't. I sip way too much drink. I don't think I can think. I won't try to tell lies. This blunt got me too high. I won't try to pretend. You and I had just friends. Said I won't try to pretend. You and I had just friends. I sip way too much drink. I don't think I can think. I won't try to tell lies. This blunt got me too high. I won't try to pretend. You and I had just friends. Said I won't try to pretend. You and I had just friends. I sip way too much drink.
Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
All right, all right, you all. We are back. Hey, back to Lex Talk. I hope y'all got something nice to drink on. We about to get into this smooth, sexy conversation with Big B. All right, so I want to bring him in real nicely, y'all. This is a local part-time producer. He is lit. He is, like, amazing, okay? When I tell you, I done heard a lot of his work, and I done seen the studio, okay? So, y'all might want to check it out, all right? So, we about to bring him in. We're going to bring him in just like this, y'all. This is Boris, Big B. Big B, you in the building. Talk to us. Lex, talk.
Hey, Lex, how you doing? Thanks for having me this evening. Glad to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. You know how excited I am, man. You know how much I love your music and your style and just your vibe, period, how you had your business.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here, glad to be a part of this forum, and thanks again for having me.
No problem. So, look, we're going to get into it real quick. So I just want to, you know, start off with asking you a little bit about yourself, B. Like, tell us who you are. Let the world know who you are.
I'm from this area, the DMV. I grew up in Capitol Heights, graduated from Suitland, and I've been playing music for, you know, all my life since I can remember. I started when I was about 4 or 5 years old because my dad had a club band that played around town and stuff while we were growing up, and some of my earliest memories are of his group rehearsing and me dancing and, you know, wanting to get into music. So later on, as I got into school, you know, instead of just playing, you know, what I heard on the radio or what was popular, my dad made sure that me and my brother, you know, also learned how to write music and read music. So we took lessons for instruments. I started actually on violin. I started playing violin first.
Well, okay, look, and that's something I didn't know about you, B. Okay, so I'm learning some things. Okay.
Yeah, I started playing violin first, and I played violin for 2 years, and then I switched to saxophone because that was the instrument that my dad played, and I played saxophone up until I was in the ninth grade. No, until I was in the eighth grade and I started playing drums. But after I started playing drums in my eighth grade year, we were short on saxophone players, so the band teacher made me go back and play saxophone one more year in the ninth grade. But when I got to high school, I was a full-time drummer at that point.
Not to cut you off. You know, I played a little sax in my day, too, you know? So, yeah,
right.
That's something we have in common.
I didn't know that about you either. But I started my first band when I was about 8 years old. And I was singing and playing sax in that band. And then I started my own band when I was 13, me and my brother. We kept that going up until I graduated high school. And then I went into the military. My brother went on to play with EU for a good long time. He played with EU for about 20 years. He played sax with them. Scooter, yeah, I probably have seen or heard of him. So that's my younger brother.
And you know about that. Did you do it in the butt cut and all that? You know?
Right, yeah. He did a nice long stint with EU, and he also played with Proper Utensils for a while too.
Okay.
But all this while I'm gone. I was in the military and
chose a different path at the time.
Yeah. And so when I did come back to DC in about 89, I guess it was 89 or 90. It was about 89. I got my first studio job. It was in the back of the music store in Landover Mall. I'm sure some of y'all remember Briggs Music in the back of Landover Mall.
Okay.
It was a little 8-track studio back there. And I got hired to engineer that. And that's when I really started my engineering career, because all up until this time, I had just been a musician, an instrumentalist, you know, and, with drums not being my only instrument. I played a little guitar and a little keyboard too along the way.
Okay.
But drums were my main instrument, and so I got the that first job as an engineer up in Briggs, and we used to just see all types of folks that just wanted to come in. So that really got that started me listening to different types of music and learning about different types of music. So it takes, you know, a certain ear and a certain skill to mix and produce and to engineer different styles of music. And so, mm-hmm. you know, I was thankful for working in Briggs, getting that job first. And, you know, they hired me and just turned me loose. I didn't have to do any apprenticeship or anything like that. They say, here's the studio, here's your schedule, and figure it out. So
that was love right there.
Yeah, and it really helped, because I just basically talked myself into the job. I didn't know how to record music at the time. You know, I just knew how to turn knobs until anything sounded good. So, you know, I with that job, I learned more what not to do than learning, you know, what an actual engineer does, because, you know, I broke more stuff than a little bit at the beginning. Right, exactly. So, and so then after that, you know, while I was doing that, I started back playing drums, you know, heavy again. So I got with a jazz band, and I played with those guys for about 2 or 3 years. And then I left the area again. I moved to Chicago for about 15 years. And I didn't do much playing or engineering, a little engineering during that time. But then in about 2009, I guess it was, 2010, 2011, I had a stroke. I had a stroke, and that kind of set me back a ways. I was able to regain, you know, my faculties and things like that, but...
Sure.
So I kind of noticed that in my recovery that my drum playing wasn't fully coming back. So after a while, I was like, well, I'm never going to be the drummer I was when I was a young dude. So that's when the engineering bug really hit me. I said, well, because I'm not going to be a world-class drummer anymore, and I don't want to be that far away from music. So that's when I decided to, you know, start taking engineering really, really seriously. And so, you know, years and years passed, and you know, learning my craft and things like that, learning my chops and everything, in engineering. And fast forward to now, well, a year ago when the pandemic hit,
yeah, how was
and
that?
Everything, you know, started slowing down and pretty much to a stop. And that's when I decided, hey, I'm going to do this. If I'm going to do this after I finish working my day job, things getting on in my years, you know, I'm mid-50s. So, you know, I don't have too many more years, you know, working for a company. So I got to figure out something to do, you know, after I retire or my working years are done. I figured that, you know, I've been in and out of music for the last 30, 35 years, engineering, producing, writing, playing, you know, halfway touring. So I figured this would be a good start for me. So I opened Audiologic Studio last year about this time, maybe about 14 months ago, full-time, you know, full service, not exactly full-time. I still work my day job, but I was going to, you know, pour some money and some time into it to make sure I could turn out a quality product. And so, well, you know, when I opened the doors and started advertising, lo and behold, I got a couple of customers first out. You know, one was a political satire group, and another was a remix record for a record label. So those went over very well.
That's lit.
You know, those went over very well, and a little buzz started happening. And fast forward to now again, you know, I'm pretty booked solid, and I've had, I'd say over the past year, we've had about four or five finished records come out of here over the past year. So I figured that was a pretty good start for your first year in business, and I'm looking forward to the, you know, to the future and really getting some good music in and out of the studio.
Okay. Man, that sounds wonderful. And as I listen to your story, it kind of sounds like that's what it was leading up to anyway, man. It seemed like you're educated 100% in music notes and, you know, and the instruments itself. You know how to play multi, you know, instruments. Like, that's lit. Yeah. I felt like that was your path the whole time. It was leading to that.
I kind of walked right into it.
Yeah.
Everything I had done previously in my days kind of led me up to this. You know, I've been listening to music for as early as I can remember, so who better to give your music to make it sound like it should? Somebody that's been listening to it for 55 years.
For sure. All right. So I have another question for you.
Sure.
What are some of your biggest hits that have come out of your studio? Like, what's the, you know, name of it? Do you want to play one or two of them for us, you know?
Well, the latest song I've got to come out of here that's doing quite well is a remix from an artist named Daco. His name is Daco. His record is called Elohim, and it's on Dogface Records. And the song is called Chocolate Baby. It's a real nice tune, and I was fortunate to be asked to do the remix for it. The executive producer wanted a good, because the record label, first of all, Dogface Records is headquartered here in PG County in Fairmont Heights, Maryland. And he said, you know, I'm doing other things, but I always lean back to my go-go roots. So he asked me to do the go-go remix for the song, and he loved it, and the record label loved it, the artist loved it, and now they went on ahead and released it in conjunction with the regular single. So that's the latest thing coming out.
Okay.
Out of here. And I'm not at my desk right now for me to play it for you, but if you want it, it is available on all outlets, Apple Music, Spotify, I don't know them all, what all, Pandora.
Everything, okay.
Google Play, on all your digital platforms, you can find it. That's Chocolate Baby, the Go-Go remix, featuring Jerika White, and it's on Dogface Records. So get it, okay. Download it, play it, spin it, have a good time with it.
Check it out, y'all. Check it out, okay? All right. So what's some of the equipment you're working with in your studio? Give my audience kind of like a visual of how the studio look, and, you know.
Well, I started on the tape machines and the, you know, the consoles that were 9, 10, 12 feet long. But, you know, who has, you know, $300,000, $400,000 to, you know, to purchase and maintain that equipment anymore? And the best thing that has happened to music is you can make a quality record now with gear bought from your local guitar center or your local music store. That's the best thing to happen.
Yeah.
And so subsequently, to get pro level gear, you know, it's not that much more expensive either. So I invested some money in some high level gear. You know, I started on Pro Tools as far as the digital audio workstation that, you know, I use most. I started on Pro Tools, but here recently I've switched manufacturers. I switched to Presonus Studio One, and I found that their entire a suite of products, you know, when you get them all as your foundation for your production studio, it works well together. They all work well together. So currently I'm using two Presonus Quantum interfaces, 2632s, which give me 52 inputs and 64 outputs. So if you have a full band and you want to cut them all at the same time, I can accommodate you, as well as, you know, your rapper who just has his tracks. Or if you want to come down and create your tracks, I use Studio One as my DAW, and I use the Native Instruments suite of products with the machine and the Complete Control and the complete set of plugins and virtual instruments. So I have a wide variety of sounds and genres and programs. I even have a VST, which has all of the old synthesizers from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. So I can accommodate a wide variety of music styles and a wide variety of artists, whether you're just a voiceover or you're a rapper or you're an ensemble. I can, you know, accommodate recording, you know, any size unit, as many of you as will fit in my basement. So I've cut as much as a five-piece band in the house, and it turned out real well.
Okay. Well, you know, From my experience when I came in the studio, you know, I was excited about your drum set as well, you know.
Right.
The live, you know, having the live instruments, being able to be recorded as well, you know what I'm saying, as the technical. But I just love live. So when you got the electric guitar, you said too, right?
Yeah, I have a guitar, bass, keyboard, drum kit all down here. And as you know, as well as that, all the latest samples and loops and beats and whatever you need to make your music, I can pretty much accommodate it. Because myself, I like all genres and types of music. I played for a country band, I played for a reggae band, played for a jazz band. I had my own rock and roll trio when I was in my late teens and early 20s. So not only have I, you know, listen to, I've played a bunch of different, you know, styles of music too. So, and that reflects in not only the equipment, but in, you know, my mixing and my arranging also.
Okay. So that also brings me into my next question. So because you've played all these different instruments and you, you know, do different genres of music, what is your favorite? Do you have a favorite? Or can you pinpoint it?
My favorite music. I can't. I really got to say, go-go is my favorite music because it encompasses all different styles of music and still sounds. Yeah, and it still sounds unique. If you listen to a lot of the old EU stuff with Tino, God rest his soul, he was heavily into the more rock style of guitar playing, you know, the Eddie Hazels and the Ernie Isley style of guitarists, and those styles mix well, you know, with the Latin and when you put them all into go-go, you know, there's a lot of jazz in go-go, there's a lot of gospel in go-go, there's a lot of rock in go-go, funk, Latin. So that's why I think my favorite is go-go, and it's just so versatile, you know, the way we as, you know, I do consider myself a go-go musician. I used to play back in the day. Right, right. You know, the way we can take a song and reinterpret it to where most of the time it comes out better than the original, I just think that is, you know, I think that's just a testament to not only the style of music and how versatile it is, but the musicians that come up playing it too.
For sure. Definitely takes a musically educated person to be able to make something great, especially sample something to make something better.
But, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy all facets of music too. And go-go, I'm not going to say go-go for me is my favorite, but I do enjoy go-go as well though, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
And I enjoy it coming from my family background as well. You know,
right, right.
Okay, but look, so I got one more question before the break, all right? So y'all, y'all want to ask Big B some questions, please press 1. Get involved in the conversation, all right? We're not just here alone. Talk to us. Let's talk. So what are your prices for your studio time?
Okay, my prices are real reasonable. When I started the business, I didn't really start it for the money. I mean, of course, I want to be paid for my time. Everybody does. But you know, there were so many people, you know, making music in their homes but didn't know how to get that finished product, didn't know what that process was. You know, you can say, yeah, I'm going to have my song mixed and mastered, but do you actually know what that process is? You know?
And you think it's a fast, it's clear, quick, and it takes some time, you know, send a little piece.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I saw an opportunity.
Or effort.
Yeah, effort also. So I saw an opportunity with everyone making music at home. New musicians weren't gigging, so they were at home creating. So I saw an opportunity to be that bridge from your demo tape in your house to a finished record, you know, that you could sell, and it would sound like it should be on the radio, you know. So I just saw that opportunity, and so my prices are very reasonable. I'm $50 an hour for studio time, and for your mix and master time, I'm $75 an hour, and that's a bargain anywhere you go. And you're going to get, in my opinion, you know, you're going to get a good record. I'm going to get you to that finish line where, you know, when you turn it over to CD Baby or to Spotify, they won't kick it back to you saying the quality's not there or it's not loud enough or it's too loud. So, you know, I don't see those prices as unreasonable because you could easily pay double that just for your recording time. So,
sure. Okay. All right. Well, look, Big B, I appreciate you being with us on the show. You know what I'm saying? Stick around. We're going to be right back after this break, okay? Y'all, come
Absolutely.
Back. Absolutely. Talk to us, all right? We'll be back right after this break.
I want y'all to make some noise. Giddy up. One more time. So what? I love you so much. All you're following me now. Just follow me, y'all. I want to start off easy. You're so breezy. I want to start off easy, y'all. A little bit loud. Oh, I love you so much. Thank you so much for coming out tonight. Tell you nothing but the truth. You're looking out of sight. Want you to hold what you got. This is your spot. Do it like you want it because we love you a lot. But you shout one out to all the lovely young ladies. And we got some dynamite horn plays up here. We gonna let them warm up for you in a minute. Uh-huh. You ready? Oh, yeah. Y'all been ready. You was ready before I got there, right?
Baby, baby, baby. I'm your
Flavor Radio. I'm in these streets. Your urban party station.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
All right, y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed the break. Hope y'all still laid back, comfortable, enjoying this Lex Talk. All right, we still got Big B on the line. Boris, where you at, brother?
Right here.
All righty. Look, man, I hope y'all been enjoying him so far. You know, I'm enjoying him. I know I love music. I love hearing about it. And your story is pretty much inspiring so far. So, you know, let's get back into it, Big B.
Okay, and I just wanted to point something out. They just played Chuck Brown, Hoochie Coochie.
Yes, sir. Yes,
which is a blues song that's probably from the 1940s and 1950s.
Okay, look.
Which illustrated my point exactly about go-go music. Chuck just took it and brought it right up into the 2000s, a song, you know, from the 1940s and 50s.
We're not going to play with you here, Lex Talk. We're going to accommodate our guests, okay?
I think that the original was by Howlin' Wolf, I believe. Original Hoochie Coochie Band, and then I think John Lee Hooker covered it after that.
Look, this man coming with all the knowledge, man. Look, okay, I love it. But yeah, that was for you.
Thank you.
No problem. So look, we're going to get back into it. So I wanted to ask you, what are like some of your favorite artists that you work with, like, you know? Like their attributes, like what they bring to the table, how they do their art, like who is your favorite and why?
My favorite producer.
We're not trying to hurt no feelings out there. Sorry, y'all.
No. My favorite producer, I think, is Quincy Jones.
Okay.
And this is just recently that I realized I liked him so much. His arrangements, the way he puts his music together, it all is a big puzzle when you really sit down and listen to it and start to pick it apart and really listen to it. There's so much going on in the Quincy Jones arrangement, but it never sounds cluttered, and I like that.
Okay.
My favorite artist of all time, of course, is Prince. You know, I mean, he just runs the gamut. I mean, a wonderful writer, an excellent producer, and just a, you know, world-class performer. He was a total package. My favorite, we always said, already said music. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for my favorite, but I don't like to say what my favorite is because I like different artists, different music, and different, you know, writers and producers for different reasons. You know, I like Paul Simon for his songwriting, but then I love Steely Dan for their production values. I like Quincy Jones because for his producing and arrangement. I like go-go because of the live band experience. I like rock music for the intensity, but I don't like any one of those any more than the other, you know. So I don't really like to say favorite because it may change tomorrow, you know.
Mm-hmm. It could change by the day. I get it.
You know, right now.
We got to
right
hold
now,
on. Look.
I'm sorry.
No, you good. But look, we got a call on the line. Somebody trying to talk to us. So look, we're going to take our first caller. Let's talk to him. Next talk. Talk to us.
Hello.
Hey, caller, you're live. You're live on Lex Talk. Introduce yourself.
Well, hello, Lex Talk. I'd like to remain anonymous. And first of all, I'd like to say I've been listening to you since the beginning, and I think you're doing a great job. And,
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes. I like your topics every week. You change it up. And to your guests for today, we go back from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I mean, wait from the real beginning. Like, but I heard you mention that, you know, your dad had a band, and you got your start in the band, in the basement, trying to dance around, playing around with those guys. You know, but do you think that family, you know, family gatherings or anything else had a play in your, you know, music?
Absolutely. My entire family is talented. My entire family on my mom's and my dad's style. And it's fun, on my mom and my dad's side, and it's funny you bring that up because I remember going to cookouts and we would all the cousins and aunts and uncles would take turns singing on the mic. My mom sang, a bunch of my uncles sang. And I remember we were typical, you know, D.C. family, you know, on family cookouts. Well, I remember we used to go to a Big Crab Feast over off of Bladensburg Road Northeast, and we had some family over there. And sure, you know, I'm not a big seafood eater, but I'd make sure to eat some crabs at that time. But yes, at all the family gatherings, we would do we were doing karaoke before karaoke was invented. You know, we'd get a spoon and sing into it while playing music on
the
record player.
That's funny that you should say you get a spoon because, you know, it was times I remember some of my family members used to play spoons or something like on their knees or something of that sort. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Look, y'all taking it back. I like it. Look,
I know.
I probably wasn't even thought of when that was happening. I don't know.
and for those of you who haven't caught on yet, me as a caller are in the same family, and we have experience that we had an uncle that would play the spoons and sing, and to this day, I still can't do it. But yes, we had pseudo talent shows at all the family gatherings. I remember that fondly. And to that end, yes, that's what actually got me out of the whole stage fright butterfly thing, because we spent half our childhood performing for our relatives. And, you know, after they got a few of them, they were the worst critics you could have.
So you had to get over it.
Right. You know, they were like, get out of here. Let's get the next one on, you know. But, yeah, you know, so you had to come with your A-game or you'd get booed in your own family.
Well, I just wanted to call in. I wanted to call in, and it's a pleasure to listen to you talk about your experience as far as getting into the business and, you know, actually starting entrepreneurship and also helping others in that journey. So I just wanted to call in. And
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lex.
Thank you, caller, for sure.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah, have a good night. Bye-bye.
And no, I didn't pay her to call. I didn't pay her to call.
Like, no, I enjoyed her. I'm glad she called, man. That was a good one.
Yeah. But, yeah, she did make a good point about the family unit. A lot of it has a lot to do with, you know, how it turns out for you, you know, because you cut your teeth with your family. If you ain't that good, they scoot you off and get the next, get the next cousin up there and let them go. And the support, even if you weren't that good, they say, that's all right, baby, you'll be in the next time. You know, so, yeah, that's the family unit was actually huge in my upbringing in music and shaping, you know, the type of, you know, musician I am now.
Okay. I like that, brother. Man, it's so good talking to you. I'm enjoying this, Big B.
This is fun. It's been a while since I've been interviewed, but so, yeah, I'm enjoying this. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Thank you for coming on, man. So, like, we're going to get back in a couple of these more questions. So, I know you talked about that. Look, we see she bought us into this question for real. So, I wanted to get back onto family a little bit. So, you said your brother was also involved in music as well in the upbringing. So, you know, can you shed a little bit of light on what he may be doing and, you know, how y'all work together in today's time?
Yeah. Me and my brother, Scooter, he's a saxophonist. And, like I said earlier, he played with the youth for probably 20 years. He did that run from doing the butt all the way up until, I would say, mid-2000s. He was still playing. Well, I take that back because after he started his band, the Soul Patrol, and I got with the band because, again, I was living in Chicago for 15 years while he was doing that. So when I moved back here to D.C., he needed a drummer, and I played drums. So it was a natural fit for me to go work for my brother. And so we worked together for about 5 years before we finally called it quits. I just got tired of carrying my drums around. So, you know, I'm getting older.
Right, settle a little bit.
Right. You know, finishing gigs at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. I didn't have the gas for it at the time. But every now and then I do get out and play a little bit. But after the Soul Patrol, my brother hasn't been playing that much. Every time we talk, you know, he gets a little bit closer to coming back. But, you know, we're getting on in the years. And, you know, that nightlife and that gig life, it's a rough life, you know. If you're not totally committed to it, it can wear you down and burn you out pretty quickly. It takes a lot of metal to deal with, you know, playing nightly, you know, 3-4 nights a week.
But
he's not totally out of music, but he hasn't been doing much playing lately. My brother has. Yeah.
Life got me. I understand. Sometimes you gotta take it slow. You know what I'm saying? Get it back when you're ready to get it back. I totally get it. But I like the avenue that you took because, you know what I'm saying, you still also were able to, you know, keep it in your heart somewhere, you know, so to be able to make music, I enjoy it, you know, I like it.
And another thing I like about engineering, it opens me up to new experiences with music because, you know, as music is evolving, I get to sit in a chair and watch it. You know, I get a lot of younger artists that come in, and I'd like to hear, you know, where music is going. Yeah, exactly. You know, because, I mean, my brain still thinks it's 1999 or 2000 or something. So I like to work with the younger artists and, you know, younger producers also to see what they're doing and how they're doing it and how I can incorporate it into, you know, my workflow and the things that I'm doing. It keeps me fresh, keeps my brain working. So that's why I like sitting in the engineering chair because, you know, it keeps me guessing. It keeps me evolving, you know.
For sure. All right. So what is your favorite, like, part about making an actual record? Like, the, you know, making the beats, doing the actual singing and sound. Like, what intrigues you the most about making
it? The thing I like best about it is the evolution of a song. You know, I like to take a song at the beginning and then listen to it at the end and to hear what it sounded like at the beginning and how it evolved into, you know, the finished product. That's my favorite part of it, because music, first of all, is very personal. You know, when someone writes a song, that's, you know, more than likely that's a part of them that they poured into the song. So, you know, it's very personal, first of all, and then it's very organic. You know, you may start at one spot or one idea with your song, but as the song begins to grow and develop, it may take a totally different turn. And so to let the music grow, or to let the music breathe, or the production breathe, is real exciting for me too, because I like to hear, you know, that beginning concept and then how it finishes out at the end. You know, that's my favorite part about it. I like the process. You know, when I get to the end of a song, I've probably heard it, you know, 1,500 times, you know, close to 2,000 times in the entire process. So, you know, I get to hear all the nuts and bolts. I get to hear mispronounced syllables. I get to hear stumbled words and wrong notes. And I like the process of from that rough track to a polished production, just that entire process, what it takes to do that. You know, the mixing, the recording, the editing. You know, I just like the entire project, the entire process, and it kind of, you know, fits the way my brain processes things. Simplify them, you know, simplify something, and then specify. You know, you start with a basic idea for a beat. And then once you start sprinkling in the lyrics and all the production, you can really get into the nuts and bolts of the track.
Okay. All right, and I meant to ask this one earlier, Big B. So what is, like, what's the best instrument, your favorite instrument you played? I know you don't like the word favorite. I've been throwing that around a lot tonight. But, I mean, I know you got to have at least one instrument that you enjoy learning or playing a little bit more than the others.
My favorite instrument is, it's the toss-up between the drums and the keyboards. And the drums, because it's the one I'm most familiar with. I've been playing drums since I'm 10 years old. So I've been playing drums, you know, 40 years. But the keyboard is such a versatile instrument. It allows a lot more expressive creativity. You know, you can express your ideas a lot clearer over the keyboard, more so than the drum. So if I had to have a favorite, it would be the keyboard, because it allows the most creativity. And, you know, with the advent of synthesizers and virtual instruments, you know, you can even play drums on a keyboard now. So, yes, it's the keyboard for me.
Okay. All right, Big B, man. Look, I so enjoyed this tonight.
What, are we done? That was a quick hour, right?
It was so fast,
whoa.
Right? I hate it, man. I want to enjoy some more stuff with you, man. But look, cause I got to come check you out. I got to come see you soon, because I need to get in the studio soon, okay? I need everybody else to come holler at my man. I'm about to have him drop his information, man. I hope y'all enjoyed it, man. We could do so much longer. Look, we need another hour. But,
absolutely. Anytime you want me back, I'll be happy to come back. I'll be at my desk, and we can sample some music if people want to call in, and we can make a beat live on air if you want to. Okay. I'm open for that. Next time, I'll be at the desk next time, and we can have a little fun with it.
All right, bet. So look, last thing, I need you to drop your information, your social media, your contact, where you're located, all that, so people can find you. I need them to holler at you.
All right. The studio's name, Audiologix, AUDIOLOGIX. I'm located in Upper Marlboro. You can reach me at 773-243-9631. That's 773-243-9631 or boris.dancy, B-O-R-I-S, .dancy@gmail.com. I don't have my Instagram set up. I'm an old head. I got Facebook. I'm at Boris Dancy on Facebook. And you can reach me there if you got questions or you want to book some time. If you just got questions about how to get your project done, I'm open to all of that. I'm more about the process than I am about the literal and the financial side of it. I'm open to work. You know, I'm not going to break your pockets. Everybody's out here trying to make it, but I will give you a good product for what you purchase.
Man, look, I'm buying. All right, y'all better come holler at my man.
Thanks, Lex.
Again, thank you so much. You have a wonderful night. All right, and I'm going to holler at you.
Thank you, Lex. And thank you all for having me, and I hope to be back again.
No problem. Good night, Big B.
Thanks.
Man, look, y'all, I hope y'all enjoyed Big B. Y'all, I did so much. I couldn't wait to get him on the show, okay? So I knew after I didn't see y'all for a little while, I needed to come back strong, okay? So I hope y'all enjoyed it. We're going to go straight to commercial break real quick, and I'm going to be right back, and we're going to get out of here for the night. Y'all can get some rest or go do what you're going to do, all right? But everybody be safe, and I'll talk to you soon, all right? We're going to take a quick break.
Heard on every block, played on every street, and jamming worldwide.
Urban Flavor Radio. Taste the flavor.
Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
All right, y'all. We back. We back. Again, you all. I hope y'all enjoyed tonight. Please contact Big B, Boris. He's a great producer. I've dealt with him myself. I've worked with him. He's wonderful. He makes wonderful tracks, wonderful quality, everything. Like, just check him out, all right? I know y'all enjoyed the conversation, so you know his work is going to be 1,000 times better, okay? So I'm about to drop a couple quotes on y'all tonight about music. So look, music gives a soul to the universe. Wings to the mind, fight to the imagination, and life to everything, all right? Look, I know I definitely feel like that. Music just, you know, when you're going through something, you turn on that right mood, and it gets you right. Get in your mold, and you know what I'm saying, and you let it go. And you keep it moving, and you have a better day. That's what it do for me, you know what I'm saying? I hope it do that for y'all. And, again, y'all have a wonderful night. Be safe out here. Don't do nothing I wouldn't do. Come back and see me next Saturday at 10 p.m. on Lex Talk, all right? Not going to have no more breaks, all right? I need to talk to y'all. I need y'all to talk to me, all right? And next time, press 1. I need y'all to holler at me. But look, follow me on Flex and Lex on Instagram, and I'll see y'all next weekend, all right? We out.